This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A 39-year-old Nicaraguan died at a hospital in Aurora after being held by federal immigration agents. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
Melvin Calero Mendoza has been in ICE custody since May and was awaiting removal proceedings. It's unclear so far why he died, but he was hospitalized first. It is under investigation, and the Adams County coroner is completing an autopsy on Mendoza. According to ICE, this is the third death in 38 years at the for-profit Aurora detention facility run by GEO. The last one was in 2017. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Three Colorado Springs police officers are accused of using excessive force in arresting a teenage girl. They're being sued over the arrest in 2020. KRCC's Abigail Beckman.
The suit says the officers forcefully arrested the 17-year-old while she was, quote, hysterical and panicked following an argument with her boyfriend. She was handcuffed and put in a police car. A sergeant then allegedly sprayed her in the face with pepper spray, and another officer shut the doors. According to the suit, she only received medical treatment when EMS arrived. The officers transported the teen to a police station where she was later released into her mother's custody. The Colorado Springs Police Department has not commented on the allegations, as is customary with active litigation. Abigail Beckman, KRCC News.
Metro Denver's transit agency wants to make it easier for people to vote. RTD is offering free fares on buses and trains next Friday, October 28th, and on Election Day, November 8th. That may help some voters get to polling places and drop-off boxes. Vote centers and ballot boxes will be open statewide by Monday. Prospective college students can apply for free to any of Colorado's public universities and colleges today and tomorrow. Last year's free application days drew nearly 63,000 applications. 45% of those applicants were people of color, and more than a third were first-generation college students. It's another sunny day across Colorado. This is CPR News.